It's Sound Effect from KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. We are thinking today about stories of teamwork. And so far, we've been talking about the sports. And it's pretty obvious how teamwork comes into play in baseball or even in dog racing. You got a dog team, after all. But one less obvious place where teamwork is just as crucial is in a restaurant. And if you've ever worked in food service like I have, you know that restaurants, at their best anyway, tend to be well-oiled machines. You've got servers and line cooks and bussers and barbackers. Everyone has got a part to play. And there is one very old team of this sort in Seattle that is about to be broken up. Mama's Mexican Kitchen in the Belltown neighborhood is going to be closing next spring after more than 40 years in business. So for us, who work just a few blocks away, this means farewell to some of our favorite enchiladas, to the Elvis Room, and of course, we're going to be mourning the loss of this neighborhood establishment. But for Bella Biagio and the rest of the people who work there, it means even more. Bella has worked for nearly 20 years there on and off, and she jokes that when Mama's closes, she's going to put an ad in the paper looking for new work.
Mama's is closing. Bella needs a job. She needs to be able to say, f**k.
So for Bella, Mama's just makes sense. They get each other. Sure, all restaurants require teamwork, that dance between the servers and the cooks and the hosts. But for Bella, she says the team at Mama's is different, more like family. She spoke to KPLU's Ed Ronco.
I am Bella Biagio. I work at Mama's Mexican Kitchen, and I've worked there approximately 18 years as a server. I took a year or two away, always came back, tried to work at other places, and I always would get in there and go, oh, my God, what am I doing here?
What are some of those places?
I worked for a Tom Douglas restaurant.
So fine dining kind of thing?
Yes.
How'd it go?
Not well, because I moved to Philly for a year. I was in fine dining, and one of the laws in the book was, literally written on in the book, do not touch the customer and don't touch the table. Well, they just couldn't control me. So I was constantly touching people and had my hands all over the place. They just were like, oh my God, you're not good at this at all.
What's your name?
Bella.
Bella.
Yeah.
Bella, couple questions.
Yes.
Screamer enchiladas. What is a screamer? What does that mean?
It is an enchilada with sour cream on it.
Oh, screamer. Gotcha, okay.
It is the island of misfit toys. And we are that island, totally that island. We are the train with the square wheels and the gun that shoots jelly and the Charlie in the box. I mean, it's totally that. And it's so dysfunctional, but it works. It's really efficient. We just know.
Can you do me a huge favor?
Yeah.
I'm going to put in a big salad. Can you put a big salad up? Thanks.
I am constantly entertained by the human race. I mean, I think I get more angry now, but that could be because I'm older and I've been there longer.
Yeah.
And I have no tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling people no more now than, like I say, there's more no's than yeses in the world now.
You're not going to fawn over the customer.
There's no fawning.
This is Mama's Mexican Kitchen.
See? Fast.
On a scale of 1 to 10 from not busy to super busy, where are we?
Well, right now I'm pretty busy.
Yeah.
But I'm not in the weeds, as they say. But
little friend 6-man table wants 2 fried jalapenos.
I might be in the weeds now.
How did you hear that Mama's is closing?
It happened, I think, a month ago, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. And then they said, you know, developers bought it and they're leveling the building. I just assumed that it would happen eventually, that's all. I mean, it's been there for 41 years. He's 65, and he's ready to, you know, do something different. And I assume that, and I never even questioned it.
Does it matter in the grand scheme of Seattle that Mama's is closing?
I believe it does. And I think that we're another one that has eaten it.
Why does it matter?
There aren't places that are, like, to me, genuine. Mama's is a genuine place that you'll never find again. There are a lot of duplicates of a lot of things. That everything's very clean and tidy now. Mama's is not. You will not find that again. There's no more dirty. There's no more, like, raw. And I always thought, maybe I should just open a place called Ch-hole because there aren't any.
People would know exactly what they're going to get.
Yeah. And everybody knows what you're going to get at Mama's. And that is just, it is a heartfelt situation for me and for I think, Seattle.
You know, you mentioned the island of misfit toys.
Yes.
So is this the sinking of the island? Are all the islanders going to end up somewhere else? Are you going to be orphans?
Well, you know, in the story of the island of misfit toys, Santa came back and picked them all up and took them to their appropriate places where they would be loved. So I'm hoping that that occurs, you know, for all of us. I mean, all of us will have to find a different island of misfit toys, I guess. And hopefully that will happen for all of us. But it's really odd to me that we don't talk about it. Like, what's next?
That at work you don't talk about it?
No, not really.
Even the not talking about it seems very family-like to me.
Yeah, right? Right? That's how I grew up.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about it. That's exactly right.
It's just kind of, well, it's going to happen. And you know, when grandpa goes, we'll figure it out. But
that's exactly right.
That piece from KPLU's Ed Ronco.